Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pella Regional is continuing to adapt to COVID-19. Let's go in depth with Jen Widener, infection preventionist, and Leslie Morris, Chief of Clinic Services at Pella Regional. Well, Leslie, as I came into Pella Regional, it was completely different than I've seen it before. I was stopped by a person, by a friendly person in a mask and directed to come in, and I went through a screening process. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. In an effort to be responsive to the COVID-19 infectious virus that's going around, we've tightened up the entrances to our facility and are asking that patients answer a couple screening questions before we admit them on into the hospital. And we do have stickers that we apply once you've passed that initial screening, and that lets staff know as you come into the building that you've been spoken with and cleared and you're free to move about your business. If for some reason we think you need a little more in-depth screening, we might send you on to a second checkpoint, and they'll take it from there.
It was pretty easy. It went fast. Wasn't any big deal.
Good. That's good.
Well, that's what you want it to be. You want people to come and do business as normal, get their care as normal. And so why are you doing this, Jen?
We're doing this because we've been notified through Iowa Department of Public Health that we do have cases of COVID-19 here in Iowa, and there is starting to be seen some person-to-person spread. So to help just be aware and provide the best care possible and safety for our staff, our patients, our visitors, anyone coming through our doors, we felt that this was the most appropriate time to be implementing these measures.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the procedure if somebody is feeling like they've got the flu, what should they do?
We encourage people with respiratory symptoms to first call in, and we would phone triage them, and then if they're wanting to be seen, they do have that right. They would go through the screening procedure that Leslie did describe, and depending on that, we would move forward in seeing them and evaluating them after they've gone through the screening process out in the parking lot.
While we're talking about it, can you tell me some of the things we should be doing as individuals to stop spreading it?
I'd be happy to. There's just a continuing core message from the CDC and Iowa Department of Public Health of prevention measures that we should all be taking. Washing our hands with soap and waters for 20 seconds, covering our cough. If we are feeling ill, encouraging people to stay home until symptoms have resolved. If your symptoms are getting worse, obviously seeking medical treatment. In your home, also cleaning high-touch objects as well.
So before we do anything, we should call?
We would appreciate that.
Yeah, and just don't show up at the emergency room.
If you're having emergency type symptoms that you need to be seen for, we do want you to feel like you can come in, and we do have a process for that as well.
What's that process?
If you are coming in with emergency type symptoms, the nurse will meet you at the door. They will evaluate you, put an orange sticker on, and bring you right on through and follow the process from there.
What's the orange sticker mean? I think I got a green sticker.
You got a green sticker. So that's implementing that, not implementing, that is implying that you have not gone through all of the questions just due to your symptomology and needing more immediate care at that time.
So the orange.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So green means what again?
Green means you're good to go.
Good to go.
Go to your appointment, wherever that is in our facilities.
And so the orange is sort of like an orange light. Watch out.
Yeah. Well, it's just to help identify getting the care that you need, as well as letting our staff know you have not seen the screening questions since we are implementing that, but then admit doing those questions at a later time when it's appropriate.
Okay, so I might eventually get a green, or doesn't matter.
We'll go from there.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation with Jen Widener, infection preventionist, and Leslie Morris, chief of clinic services at Pella Regional, about Pella Regional continuing its preparation for the likely arrival of COVID-19. And so how about visitor restrictions? Say I've got a friend I need to visit, a family member, and or let's say, you know, a wonderful thing, there's a new baby, and I want to come and see the new baby.
Well, this is hard for us because, you know, we're family-oriented, and the birth of a child is such a, it's really a joyous thing. You know, it's the miracle of life, and we are so happy to celebrate that with families here. We have to weigh that feeling that we typically share with our feeling of safety and keeping patients and newborn babies safe. This is kind of a new virus and we're uncertain, so we want to be exercise that extra caution. So we have implemented measures that we're asking for only the caregiver to be allowed into the OB unit, and we've taken steps to be proactive, to let our patients know that we're expecting to see soon. That, hey, we've had a change, and it's for your protection and for staff's protection. And being able to communicate up front with them has helped them to understand. And while it's unfortunate because we like everyone to share in that joyous event, we want it to be a safe event, and we want newborn baby to come in and be healthy and safe.
And so I presume that's throughout the hospital, one caregiver that can come in?
Yes.
The one situation where that may vary is if we have somebody who is on their deathbed and we want their family to be, they want their family to be around them, we would work with them and honor that.
Okay, but let's say my dad had a heart attack and my sisters are here, we should probably delegate one person to go in.
We are asking you to delegate one person for the day versus in and many people in and out.
Okay, and so this all makes sense to help control the coronavirus and keep the hospital as a safe place.
Yes.
So you've limited public entrances. We've shared prevention measures for the public. We've talked about why you're doing it, why you're doing the screening process, all of that. Is there any other kind of reorganization in the hospital that you want to share? Anything else going on that we need to know?
We have temporarily suspended our services at our Bussey and Sully clinics for right now, and we have moved those appointments over to our Knoxville clinic. And if people choose to cancel their appointments by their own volition, we are planning to reschedule, hopefully starting in May.
Okay, and so Sully goes to Knoxville too?
Yes, so and they can see their same provider, so Diane DeYoung, who's typically in our Sully clinic, Marcia Collins, Brad Beatty, who are typically in our Bussey clinic, are just seeing their typical patients, but in the Knoxville location. And the reason we did that is we're trying to manage our resources. So with the extra staffing that's required for the screening process, and that screening process exists here at the Pella main campus as well as our outreach clinics in Prairie City, Knoxville, and Ottumwa. So we're trying to bring our staff in so that we can staff this additional effort, and we thought that would be helpful and kind of centrally located for our Sully and Bussey patients to come to the Knoxville location.
Okay.
Where we had space.
Weird space.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jen Widener, infection preventionist, and Leslie Morris, chief of clinic services at Pella Regional, about Pella Regional continuing its preparation for the likely arrival of COVID-19. Okay, but I'm from Sully. It'd be more convenient for me to go to Pella, in Pella.
It would potentially be more convenient for you just location-wise in the Pella Medical Clinic. We don't have the extra space to bring Diane to Pella. We had space, clinic space, in Knoxville, and so that was the reason for the decision. And again, just to bring resources central in order to staff the bigger event for the screening process in the short term. And this is a short-term process. The Bussey and Sully clinics will go back into their regular format once we get through the situation that we're working through with this virus.
Okay, that just makes the best sense in terms of what your space is, availability, the resources the different providers need are best put in the two locations.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. Make sure I got this straight. What locations are now open?
So we remain open in Prairie City, Knoxville, Ottumwa, and of course, Pella Medical Clinic. And all of those locations have the same screening process in place to, again, assure the safety of staff and patients and keep our facilities clear of potential contamination.
So if I see a provider in Bussey or Sully, I can see my provider in Knoxville.
Yes. So if you typically see someone in Bussey or Sully, you can see them for this limited time in Knoxville. We don't know what the limited time is, but we'll continue to evaluate that.
And I know that you've got a lot of information up on your website. Mm-hmm. The most up-to-date information from the CDC, is that where we get the information? And anything breaking, you know, we'll talk. But it'll also, all of this stuff will be available on your website, the CDC. Where else?
Iowa Department of Public Health is also a great resource, and they have a hotline, 211, that also can help answer questions for the public.
So 211.
Yes.
And is that for all medical things or just for the COVID-19?
COVID-19.
Okay. All right. So that's right. It has to be activated. I just learned about it the other day. It's activated, then it's deactivated. Okay. So it's activated for this situation.
Yes.
Okay. So let's say I am a patient right now, or let's see, I'm a regular person that comes to Pella Regional for my treatment. I've got my patient portal. What does that, let's say that I am that. Is that all up and going and providing me the most up-to-date information I need?
The patient portal is available if you've activated your patient portal, and that's a wonderful way to communicate with your physician and save you a trip to the clinic, and they can communicate back to you that way. So if you're a patient portal user, that's just a wonderful thing to use right now.
If we aren't, but do come here for our health care, it'd be a good time to activate it.
Yes, it'd be a great time to activate your portal.
Okay. You like this portal. Tell me why.
I like the portal because it's an opportunity to have an interaction with your physician without coming to the clinic. It's a great communication piece that you can send your question to us and we'll answer it, and you're not trying to catch us on the phone, we're not trying to catch you on the phone, but you get your question asked and answered in your time frame. If you haven't activated your My Pella Health patient portal, you can call this number, 641-628-6792, and we can help you get that portal activated. Maybe save you a trip and get you an answer to your question.
All right, so lots of good takeaways today. There's going to be a screening process. Entrances have been limited. We've got to come early for the screening process. It isn't a big deal, but we need to be here early. The Bussey and Sully clinics closed. Reallocate resources. Visitor restrictions. We've shared prevention measures for the public, where to get information, the importance of the patient portal should you choose to interact that way. Anything else?
We also would encourage people with the screenings to arrive early, like you said, about 20 minutes we're encouraging right now. Also, when you do arrive, please stay in your vehicle and follow the signage. We will also have people out there to help point and guide you.
You're really, really busy, all of everybody, of all our healthcare industries, people at Pella Regional, everywhere I've spoken with. What's the general attitude? I know you're feeling overworked, you have to be. But what's your basic attitude of the organization, of the staff? What are you feeling?
I think we're overall feeling a little bit of the angst that everybody's feeling, but at the same time, a camaraderie, as we're all coming together to provide the most safe care possible for our patients, visitors, staff, and community as a whole.
And I would echo all those sentiments and just say that we spent a lot of time here as a group, as a team, over the weekend preparing for launching these screenings, because we felt it was very important to get the messaging out, to let people know the how, the what, the where, the why. And we just feel really good that our team and our community has come together to recognize the importance of doing this, and we hope and we believe after the feedback that we've gotten today that everyone understands why we're doing it, and it's gone really well and patients have been receptive, and we thank you for that. Thank you for being with us through this journey.
Thanks to Jen Widener and Leslie Morris for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.